Welcome the folks from Ignite Community Theater, which this weekend is opening a Shana Maydell, and it's running for 3 weeks, Friday, Saturday nights at 7:30, Sunday at 2 o'clock. The only theater in town on Broadway, so our legitimate Broadway theater, it's 10814 East Broadway, is Ignite Community Theater. And so Susan Hardy, good morning.
Good
welcome
morning,
back.
Brian.
And in terms of theater, this... I'm going to project here that you're pretty happy to be directing this play.
Could you tell by the smile on my face?
Yeah, and just knowing enough about the play and enough about you, so settle right into the joy for you of Shana Maydell and illuminate a little of the play on the way.
Shana Maydell has been...
Oh, Maydell, okay.
Maydell, yeah, has been a... play that's been very dear to my heart for many years since I first knew it. In the early 90s. I come from a family of Eastern European Jews who spoke Yiddish, so that just the language itself is enough to just warm my heart. And these characters are so beautifully drawn. It's a story about family, about hope, and about the strength of love and legacy, really. And now that I have so few of my elder family members around, I find myself feeling very much enveloped by my dear family as I work on this play. It means a lot to me.
Nice. And what's the essence of the story for our listeners?
The story revolves around two sisters, Rose and Lucia. Before World War II, the whole family was living in Chernihiv, Poland. And Papa, who's played by Kim Berg in our show, decides to take his daughter Rose, the younger daughter, with him to America in hopes to, well, he's intending to send for the rest of the family. Meanwhile, Mama and Lucia are left behind because Lucia had scarlet fever and they couldn't travel. In the interim, of course, life happened and the family was never reunited. The war happened and many, many family members were lost. But Lucia survives and she finds herself in New York City, reuniting with Papa and Rose. And really, it's the story about making a broken family whole again. Lucia is married, we find out. We don't know what's become of her husband, Dovid. And much of the play takes place not only in the present, but also in Lucia's mind, in her fantasies of what would be if her family members were still around, and in her memory of things that actually happened, moments in her life that actually happened. So it's just a wonderful challenge to, and it's very magical, I think, to see life through Lucia's eyes and through her musings. And she's just a beautiful person, Lucia. I really believe, I just love her. I love her. So... Yeah.
Well, let's bring them in. And what I'd actually like to do a little uniquely is invite Jackie Swanson to move to the microphone. You're Lucia, but we need to hear your voice so that we can really distinguish the two voices. So good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
And tell me about doing this role.
Oh, gosh. Well, this role has been very challenging. Lucia, just as a character, is so complex. And then add the fact that she survived the Holocaust. So a lot of research and a lot of just deep, dark stuff that you have to kind of delve into that I have never had to before. But it's been really interesting, really challenging, and just a really beautiful character to explore.
Nice. And then let's bring Jenny Oliver in, who is then in the role as Rose. And tell me about being Rose.
She's definitely a challenge in some ways, but she's a lot of fun. She's definitely a stark contrast to Lucia. She kind of smiles her way through awkward situations and nervousness. And so she's been really fun, though. She her character has a big heart, and I think for her this is kind of completely uproots her own life. And in a lot of ways, I think she feels a little threatened and nervous. She's not quite sure how to respond to Lucia's presence, but I think it's great to kind of see over the course of the play their relationship as sisters change and the way that they connect and how she suddenly starts to, you know, remember and come to find out about all these things about the family that she, you know, she never really had growing up.
And we're about to hear a scene. Where in the play does this scene happen, Susan?
During the play, in the first act, you know, people who survived the Holocaust had lists of family members, friends, people that they didn't know what happened to, and they were able in various ways to find out the fate of their loved ones. Papa and Lucia have just completed comparing their lists in a very dramatic scene. And this is, and Rose, of course, was oblivious to all of this until now. And so this is the scene just after the reading of the lists.
But I want you to tell me. Please, Lucia, how could you keep it from me? I have a right to know.
I got a right to study, listen to music, the words, so can talk more better, get work, job.
That's not going to help you, Lucia. Talk with me. I'll help you. Well, that'll be much better, but please, you have got to tell me what happened.
You seen that list, Razel? Was all it was, what it says on that paper.
Lists. Lists. Your list, Papa's list. Like taking inventory of dry goods. Then all through dinner, not a word out of place, not a tear, not a sigh. Papa is stone. But I'm not a baby, and I want to know what happened. I see pictures in the newspapers I can't believe, and in the newsreels I couldn't look, but I wanted to see. Is that really what it was like? Was my mother in one of those pictures? Were you? You are my family. Tell me.
I cannot talk it. About it. Is all of living and dying is too much from the banner.
Bones?
The bones. The hearts. The flesh. I want not talk it no more, okay?
Not even about Mama?
About Mama, I tell you this. How was her life? Almost happy, only except for missing you. She was beautiful. Skin like silk, smooth and smells always from clean, like soap. And saying all the time, things, words.
Sayings.
Sayings, to make things better. She makes me laugh, and Hannah, my friend, too. She sings, not too good, same like me, and cooks good, a lot, like you. She has head in dreams, and dreams in head forever. Things, no matter how bad, be getting better soon, says Mama. And just like Papa, whatever happens is the will of God.
Even after?
Every day, the will of God. So that's Mama, what I remember. This I can tell you.
A scene from Ashena Maydell, which opens this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and for 3 weeks at Ignite Community Theater. We were just hearing from Jackie Swanson as Lucia and Jenny Oliver as Rose. So I'll pull it back to Susan for kind of the rest of the story, because I gather that as much as we tell on any theater preview, these two very different people, and is that really a big essential part of the play? Is reconciling two such dramatically different pasts?
Oh, I believe so. Yes, Jenny alluded to the fact that Rose is really quite the opposite of mm-hmm. Lucia. Mm-hmm. She's an all-American girl.
Yeah.
So the journey of these two women. Which starts, of course, at opposite ends of the room and ends up in just a lovely place right in the middle where they really, truly become a family. So it's that there's so many journeys in this play, you know, and that's one of the major mm-hmm. threads that goes through it is watching these two sisters find their commonality and find the love that they have for each mm. other and learn from each other too. Mm. And I think it's important to realize that even though this is a quote unquote Holocaust play and a play about that awful period in history, it really for me, and I hope for everybody, is a positive play, is a play about hope and redemption and And these are not victims. They are survivors. And they're strong. And there's such beauty in that, in watching this family come together. Mm-hmm. And even Papa, who bears much guilt. And that's, you know, all these characters are very complex. And you step back and you start to kind of really mm-hmm. put yourself in these people's places. Mm-hmm. And you realize what these survivors have been living with and their extended families have been living with for all these years. And I have come to see, as I've researched this and worked with members of the Jewish community and the temple, that there are so few survivors left. And even so few people who speak Yiddish anymore, mm-hmm. that it's so important to tell this story, especially now when we're really quite close to Holocaust Remembrance mm. Day. And we should not only set aside a day for that, but we must always remember. And in this climate these days, we must certainly remember that this can happen.
Yeah. Quick parenthetical thing. I think it's this Sunday, the 15th, is Yom HaShoah service at Temple Beth Shalom on 30th and just off Perry, and probably at 7 o'clock or sometime like that when one can check on that. But anyway, certainly that right now that we're talking about. So that's one relationship of the two sisters reuniting. And to recap the story, it was the father and Rose that came to America and Lucia and her mama who stayed behind. So now we have Lucia and her mama together. Where in the play does this happen?
This is set towards the end of the play, and we've come to find out that Papa, he means so well, but his actions had prevented these two from coming to America. And we come to learn that a woman, the Countess, who we never meet, but was a friend of Mama's, and came to deliver a package from Mama, who was no longer alive, to Papa. Some months before the play takes place. After the opening of the package and Papa shows his daughters now what the mother has brought through this countess as a messenger, Lucia goes back into her head and conjures a memory and conjures a fantasy of her being able to talk to her mother. And, or actually, it is a memory, isn't it? It's a memory of the moment where Lucia encourages her mother to go with the Countess, go to America, leave Lucia behind with her daughter, and her mother refuses to go, and this is that.
Well,
this is that moment.
And to bring in the new voice, Lynn Noel as Mama. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Vern.
And talk briefly about investing in this character.
Oh, she's a marvelous person. It was not uncommon for many, many years that people would marry young. She was married young to an older person. They ultimately were separated, and she was left with one child to care for and did it admirably. She has great strength. She has ways of handling situations that are, to me, very appealing, deflecting pain and trying to make her child as comfortable and happy as she can.
Lynn Noel coming back from the dead, as it will, appropriately, in the best sense, for this memory scene between she and Lucia.
Mama, you've got to go with her and get out of this horrible place.
Don't argue.
But she wants to protect you, to take a chance herself because she thinks so much of you.
She's a wonderful woman.
Then go.
All right. She said there is room for one more. You, but not the baby, not Squinza. You want to come too?
How dare you? Don't be crazy, Mama.
You stay with your child. I stay with my child.
But this is different. I'm not helpless like the baby. You have another daughter too. You could be with Razel again, finally, Mama, and Papa.
When you have a grandchild, you have two children. Here, where I am, I have two. There, where I may never arrive, is one I lost long ago. I won't take the chance of losing again.
But, Mama, then you had no choice. This time you do.
It only looks like a choice. If God had wanted us to be in America, you never would have caught scarlet fever. Your father would not have had such business troubles.
I'll never agree with you, never, about God.
God doesn't care if you agree or not. He does what he does. God doesn't argue, and God doesn't change his mind. Besides, maybe this time where they're sending us will be an improvement. In the country somewhere. At least, not a ghetto. Trees, maybe some flowers.
Mama, listen, please. Anything the Nazis do will only be worse, never better. You go with the Countess. I'm young, I'll do all right. I have medicine for Sprinza. It puts her to sleep for 2 days so she won't cry. I'll carry her in my knapsack. Others have done it. They won't even know I have a baby.
I stay with my child. Ich bleib mit mein Kind.
From Shana Maydell is the scene we just heard, Lynn Noel as Mama and Jackie Swanson as Lucha, and that real pivotal role in this play, isn't it? That again opens this Friday, Saturday, Sunday for the next 3 weeks. Let's bring in Kim Roberts to speak a little bit about Ignite Community Theater and what is community in the name? What is your whole name for this?
It is Ignite Community Theater.
Okay.
And we pride ourselves on being a community and trying to draw from the community of Spokane and Spokane mm-hmm. Valley and bringing in incredible talent like you just heard mm-hmm. and Susan Hardy, as well as people who've never been on stage before.
Yeah, a little bit of all of that. And this is a real major production for you in the spring. Do you have anything else between now and summer after this?
Yes, the final production of our season is an exciting play by Mark Twain called Is He Dead? The first act was, in fact, written by Twain in 1898, discovered in the archives, unpublished, in, I think, 2003, and was worked over and finished by noted playwright David Ives of All in the Timing fame, and so was put on Broadway in 2007. But you can hear Mark Twain in the characters' voices. That opens in June, runs for 3 weeks, and should be quite a treat.
That sounds fun. And then you've also experimented with Reader's Theater this year, haven't you, as another way to extend what you do?
Yes. Ignite, in addition to their five main stage shows, runs three Reader's Theater productions. I was privileged to direct two of them, The Bat by Mary Roberts Reinhart, and most recently an adaptation of The Great Gatsby, which in fact, as a director, was one of the joys of my life. It's so fascinating to be able to work again with a range of talent from beginners to veterans who really are freed from the strictures of having to memorize lines.
Yeah. It's a lovely thing, isn't it?
You hear voices, and we can provide lighting and some blocking. And so many people tell me it's like closing your eyes and hearing the whole play.
Nice. And so this is some of the activities of Ignite Community Theater. It's located at 10814 East Broadway. It's a converted church, which has converted very effectively into a theatrical space, hasn't it? It works very well. So thank you, everyone, for coming in
Vern.
And joining us.